The men who wanted to stay, they're still here. And let me tell you this, Green Bay is a great town for football.
Is the tundra still frozen in April?
If you could get me to go to a draft, Lambeau would be near the top.
That's
near the high of the top of my list.
He said it lived up to it.
Just Lambeau.
Dude, the frozen tundra.
God, that'd be great.
This is a draft week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Dirt and Spray on 1080.
Every man must be committed to excellence. Every man must be committed to victory.
The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Spray on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Monday, April 21st. Good morning. Hello.
What is happening?
Oh, he's here.
I'm here.
Not the new Pope.
Nope, I'm here. I didn't get elected. I'm still here.
Smoke coming out of the stacks.
He has risen, though. He's risen indeed.
He has risen. He has risen to the upper room.
Wait, the Pope died? Did I miss that news?
Did I miss something?
Did the Pope actually die?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
What? I didn't get butt cracked, did I?
I think you might have gotten butt cracked. I don't think the Pope died.
I'm pretty confidently telling you the Pope's dead.
I'm pretty confident that I would have seen
Wait, 10 push-ups.
Yeah. All right, you got it.
I think we should get punished if we spread fake news.
Who is
Pope Francis?
Where should I look first?
Just
what's the most
Pope
accurate
dead, question mark? It's a Google generator.
Oh, he did die. All right, hold on, give me a second.
And one, and two, and three, and four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. I always, the thing about push-ups back in the day when you were a kid, probably still as an adult from time to time when we have to do
R.I.P. the Pope, by the way.
Yeah, R.I.P. Everybody always wants to critique the push-up form, right? Like, oh, your butt's dipping.
Get that butt down.
Go lower.
Get that butt down.
I was like, who does the most perfect push-up? I don't know.
Nobody does a perfect push-up unless you're in really good shape, which I'm clearly not, because I'm now out of breath after doing 10 push-ups at 6:02 in the morning. Happy Monday, everybody. R.I.P. Pope.
Swag, were you looking up YouTube things or trying to confirm if I was right or not?
No, I was trying to figure out why Dirt was in the dark, and now we got that solved.
Oh, okay. So am I not in the dark
now
anymore?
Now your camera got turned off behind the scenes.
I found
the
light.
I found the light.
Yeah,
yo, how dare you not
light.
Respect my death?
I had no clue about the Pope. I found the light.
Wait, were you really?
Yeah, I went to church. I always go to church on Easter.
I didn't know that.
I'm a three-time-a-year church. Well, two.
Wait, what are the three?
Probably two, for being honest.
The birth,
probably.
The death, the resurrection.
That's okay.
So what's the third?
Probably two times a year.
Unless somebody's getting married.
Unless there's a baptism or a marriage. But that's not really church. You know,
a memorial service.
That's just being at a church. That's not quite the same as going to church. That's just being inside the walls of a church.
I haven't been to church in a minute.
Been a while for you?
Been a while.
I don't remember the last.
Well, we know.
Well, we know. We know how you feel, all right?
Science boy.
I'm probably celebrating this morning.
We were doing an on-field Easter egg hunt before the Hops game.
There you go.
How holy of you.
Kids finding eggs out there, getting some candy and some dollar bills.
Before I forget, I don't know why you just triggered this memory.
Okay.
So I had a basketball tournament this weekend.
Yes, you did.
God, but basketball tournaments just consume your time.
It is also
they
the
do.
End of April. It's going to be really weird you talking about these tournaments. It's just my head can't compute.
I won't bring them up then.
No, it's not that. It's just weird for me that basketball is played in April. It's just a weird one for me.
Well, then thank God that I'm not participating in summer because it goes year-round.
There's summer. Oh,
all sports are all year-round now.
Yeah, all
sports.
I mean, I get it. I know.
When Teddy Ball Game gets going.
It's my future. It's a couple of years away. It just, whenever I just, the thought of spring basketball, it just doesn't compute in my brain.
I don't know how my brother and sister-in-law have done it all these years.
It's just nonstop.
I mean,
my nephew's this way with soccer. He plays soccer every season.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Is it like a different team? Is it the same thing?
I want my kids to play other sports, though, to help them with coordination.
Yeah, you want the different balances and the skills that come with it.
But they got to keep playing this sport if they want to be better at it.
That's the way it works now, I know.
And we play in this tournament, and our girls are, first year in the program. These other programs have been together for
4 years.
Look, you got to build the program. Yeah. The culture's just starting. It's year one.
How's your NIL package?
I don't have high expectations for year one. New head coach, program's just beginning. Like, dude, it's going to take time to build this thing up.
We have fundraisers coming up.
for NIL. Getting an email. Hey, you guys want to buy some cookies? Can use a few more dollars.
But we were playing yesterday. It's Saturday. We got our butts whooped. We played some really good teams, and it was hard. Like, nobody wants to lose by 30. It doesn't feel good.
Not fun to do.
So Sunday we come in, and I knew who we were playing, and I'm like, you know, mentally prepared for another beatdown. And before our first game, there's a game going on the court. We're right on the baseline. And I'm looking at the score, and it's 42-13. And I go, girls, 42-13.
See?
They're getting worked.
Yeah.
Everybody gets blown out. It's basketball. The Grizzlies lost by 50 today.
They did.
And somebody's like, who's the Grizzlies? And I'm like,
okay, all right.
Anyways,
coming up. NBA playoffs. 1-8. Thanks for listening to the show.
That you were P1. But I show him the score is 42-13. And the game ends. We go on the court about to warm up. You know who I realized the coach was that got that lost 42-13?
The guy that got blown out?
Kale Wambacher.
Is it really? What up, Kale?
Oh, I don't know Kale like that.
Yeah.
I only interviewed him like once or twice.
And he goes, say hi.
But he had a Hops polo on.
Yeah.
And I'm
damn
like,
right he does. Company
that.
Man.
That's a major baseball institution look, guy right there. He's getting his ass
whooped. That is a minor league executive of the year.
Damn right he is.
Yeah, that's right. Are they the Hops? His team better be the Hops.
No, I was like,
come on.
Rip City Tide or something.
Oh, if you're involved with the Hops, you got to get little Hops gear.
Does he have a daughter? I assume a daughter's on the team?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe he's coaching his daughter's travel club team.
This might have to become a bit. We might have to reach out to KL Wambacher whenever you are ready to play. We got to look at the schedule. When do they face the Sprags? When do we get the Wambachers versus the Sprags?
I don't know the
league?
Age because we didn't play them. Okay. They weren't in our brackets.
Gotcha.
We were playing in an eighth grade level.
They just happen to be at the same gym, so you're not sure if they're in the same class.
Attorneys, man. What a money-making
Oh, it's a racket.
It's a hell of a thing, dude.
Proportion, yeah.
Somebody give me a gym. I'll make all the monies.
Just build one in your backyard.
I can tell
throw
you
that thing up. Let's
not
go.
Putting much money into the officials either.
Whoa.
Were you there?
Shots fired.
No, I've been to my cousin or
it's
my
sources.
Nephews.
It's so you got sources.
No, I
on
go
the
to
ground.
My nephew's games and I'm like.
They're running clock tournaments. They don't want to call fouls.
This is the
it's
best
a turn
you
and burn,
do.
Swigard. We get as many teams in this
game. Let's go. Sorry. I'm not calling 15 fouls in this game. There's no travels that are getting called here. Pick up the pace. We got 17 more games to go. Everybody's paying to be here.
So I felt really bad. Friday, we had practice get moved up 2 hours on our Fridays going forward. And I had not calculated that into the retirement party.
Yes.
For old Jeff.
It was the big send-off.
Right. I went to the wrong location.
You did.
Turns out there's two Great Notion Brewing.
There's actually three
there's
of them.
Three.
There's three.
Shout out Great Notion.
Yeah, they're expanding.
Alberta location. It's beautiful. It wasn't where our party was.
No,
I was about
were
10 minutes out. I was laughing so hard in the truck when you texted. It was like 4:03. Yeah. I think it was supposed to start at 4. You're like, hey, there's nobody here. Where is everybody?
I thought I had it timed perfectly.
And I'm like, all right, first off, I know our coworkers. There's no chance that this celebration party of a retirement at a brewery,
right.
The people
same.
Aren't there early.
Right.
They got there 30 minutes early, if anything, not late. You've got to be in the wrong location.
So I race over to the other location, which is 18 minutes away. I have to leave this party because of this change in schedule that just popped up the day before. I have to leave the party by 4:40 at the latest. And now I'm walking into the other Great Notion Brewing location, which was also beautiful. And I'm walking in and it's 4:25. And I'm like, cool. I get to be here for 15 minutes.
You got a 15-minute send-off.
And
hey, boss, thanks for everything for 10 minutes. I appreciate everything you did. And we'll see you later. Have fun in North Carolina.
Was it fun? I felt like a real jackass leaving.
Did you at least grab a piece of pizza? The pizza was quite tasty.
Sure the pizza
didn't.
Was tasty. It
sure
was,
didn't.
It was nice. I pounded a couple of those slices.
It looked amazing. The spread was great.
Yeah,
I met
good.
Paul. Paul was really nice. Like, they took care of us in the back room.
Yep.
I talked to Dave, I talked to Luke, I talked to Meringue for maybe 2 minutes, and I talked to Hefe the longest, and I said thank you to our warlord, Ryan Cooley, for setting everything up. Told him what I was doing. He goes, dude, I'm in soccer. Totally get it.
Totally understand it. I think anybody with kids around your age is completely understanding of the dilemmas that come with practices and games.
It also
that
does,
never ends.
It also does sound like a convenient excuse.
It does. It does. You were there for 20 minutes and you bounced.
But like, who would want to drive 40 minutes for a 20-minute hang? I'm 40 minutes one way.
Exactly. And you got 40 minutes back the other direction. It's a bit of a process to get back into the neck of the woods for
you. I barely talked to Dusty. I said hi to Dusty. I saw Sukanik, didn't talk to him. Saw Rop, but Rop kept walking as I talked to Cooley on the way out, so I didn't talk to Rop. I didn't see Buck. I didn't talk to anybody. I barely said hi to you.
Yeah, we didn't even really talk at all. I didn't say anything to Swigard. You guys both had to bounce because he had a baseball game.
I had to get to. Yeah. I was there for a little longer.
Only non-gift giver was I shut it down. I was there for a bit. I was there for a while.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't go all the way till the end.
I heard there was a final somewhere else.
I didn't make it to the final, but I made it till the end of the first final.
That's a Kurt Ludwig production if I've ever heard one.
Term. There was a lady joint that was down the road. I think maybe some people stumbled into afterwards, just having a nice Friday night. We'll just see where the wind takes us. Kurt Ludwig looked like he had been drinking since 1 o'clock when I showed up. I'm like, Tubbs is having a blast. He's going to have a nice little Friday night here. But I think I was there till about 7. I think I left a little after 7.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's
wrapped
shocking.
Up 7.
I know. Look at me.
Yeah.
See, my presence was the present. I didn't need to bring a present. I'm there. I'm not bailing after 20 minutes. I'm going to be there all night. Let's have some fun, boss man.
So I also noticed there's people at this party that I've never seen or I don't know.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
There might have been one or two that I didn't know.
You could bring him in here right now. Couldn't name him.
Who the hell's that guy? Does he work here?
So what was the gift situation?
I would say it was probably he opened gifts.
Did
I was
he open
there
them in front of everybody?
He opened them in front of everybody.
Okay. Damn it, dude.
Your book was a hit. You got him the sex position book that had a good chuckle.
It was a daily sex positions. He actually texted, so I left and we talked and... He gave me a hug. He was pretty emotional. I think he was having a great day. His daughter got engaged. He texts me an hour and a half after I left one of the pages, page 28. It's for May 28th. So it gives you a position every day.
Every day of the calendar.
This one's called the Mr. and Mrs. Clean. And the position is... He just said, he sent me a photo of this and said, tonight.
Tonight.
That's
a nice little May 28th.
Boy, May 29th, I don't even know how you physically
you
do
can.
This.
You're going to be a little sore. I don't know if on May 29th you can go after the 28th.
I thought he would enjoy that gift.
It got a good chuckle. He realized who it was from, gave a good laugh. I would say there were probably 5 individual gifts. Yeah. Total, I think.
So me, Danny got him.
I got
booze,
him.
You got him.
It was mostly booze. He opened like 4 bottles of booze in the book.
I'm glad I went.
That was about it. And then we got him clocks as a company.
Yes.
With all of his different names on them. So Jeff Sacramento and Jeff, the different cities we've called him over the years. So there was that. And then everybody chipped in and got him a hammock.
Well, it doesn't happen often. But when it does, I want to be fair. He's right.
I think I was right.
He wins.
I think I was right.
If certain people, and I will not name names.
I went around asking different hosts, like, hey, did you get him anything? And it was, either I got him a card. Some people got cards. Or they just chipped in for the company-wide gift.
Chipped in.
Here's $5.
Thanks, Cooley. Put my name on it.
Thank you, Odyssey. Appreciate that. Just take it out of my page. Hey, Odyssey Bucks paid for that gift right there. I'll donate you my Odyssey
Bucks. You ended up being right.
I think I ended up winning that
debate. Did
you
feel good about that?
I did feel good about that.
Yeah,
I went in not quite sure how this was all going to shake out. If we're going to go like person by person and thank everybody for the gifts that they brought, I felt a little validated in that time. It was great to catch up with coworkers, though, man. We don't see people very often
in our
time
slot. We don't see anybody, man.
So chatting with everybody, I got to see Isaac and Suk, who I see once a year at the golf tournament, and that's about it. So seeing them for a bit, chatting with Dusty, good to see the old orangutan running around. So it was a fun little Friday night. We had a blast, and it was a good send-off for our old boss.
Well, speaking of one of the things you mentioned there, the old golf tournament, your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Tuesday, June 24th. Yes, indeedy, it is back. It's Better Than Ever, brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Once again, there'll be a morning and afternoon flight. Matt's Barbecue will again be catering your post-round meal. Foursomes can be purchased right now. Go to 1080thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for details and the link to purchase your foursome. More details are to come. We look forward to seeing you guys back on the course. Again, the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic.
It's back. The chicks dig it, dude. I can't wait. Fun day of the year.
It's a great day of the
year. I'm assuming we're all hanging on the 6th hole again this year. Is that what the game plan is?
Yes, we will be on the 6th hole. Those details around the 6th hole are still being finalized. We'll have that to come. Everybody will be out there, so it'll be best of shows here on the air that day, so everybody can be out there. All of that. Same deal, same setup as last year.
What time are you going to get out there now that we know we have a best of?
What time's first round usually tee off? What time?
7 a.m. is when the first group goes off.
I thought it was 7:30.
I mean, technically, that's sleeping in for us, so I'll probably be out there a little after 7.
Yeah, you know? Let's confirm that. Let's confirm. How confident I am in his 7 a.m.
Let's double check our numbers.
I'm pretty
sure
it's 7:30.
Check our math here.
Yeah, he doesn't look confident.
He doesn't. He's not sure. He's
what?
Absolutely shaking. I mean, you're already 1-for-1 in the segment, so I'm just going to believe you at this point. You got the Pope death right, so
I thought you guys would have seen the Pope.
Kind of. Whenever you're saying is gospel. I don't know when did that happen. Was it late last night?
I think it was overnight. Okay. Early this morning.
Yeah, I didn't check my Twitters this morning when I woke up, and I turned off all push notifications to my phone.
Well, I saw that he was in a parade. You know, the celebration. It's Easter.
I mean, yesterday
right?
was a pretty big deal for the Pope. Yeah,
he's risen.
Pretty big day.
He had battled a health issue, and then he came back, and he was in a parade. Did he just? Died overnight.
Okay. Well, R.I.P. Pope, man.
R.I.P. Pope. We have a lot to get to today. It is a busy show. It's NFL Draft Week, as you heard here on The Fan. So let's get it going. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. We start next on The Fan. Trying to read this ESPN article. My wife changed our Disney Plus login.
New login, new password. What's the password?
I got to wait for this access.
You got text the way. Hey, when you get up this morning, can you let me know what the password is? Can I refresh this thing so I can go read my insider information?
Swag was right, by the way. The Oracle nailed it. It is a 7 a.m. tee time in the morning round.
7 a.m. Come hang out, man. Fan Golf Classic. It's a blast.
So right
every
now,
year.
You got to go to the events page and scroll down and find the link.
Now, if I remember correctly,
it will be up on the main page.
It says go to 1080thefan.com and yes. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo.
Yes, that logo, you got to dig a little bit for it right now.
It's on the events page.
It's on the events page.
We're
going
to make you work for it on day one.
We're
not going
to
make it easy
for you.
We
are efforting to fix that very quickly.
We're not some loosey-goosey website that gives it up on the first date, okay? If you want to attend the Fan Golf Classic, you're going to have to work a little bit for it, all right?
So go to the events page, scroll down, you find the logo. It's a two-click process. You're done. You're out of there.
I feel like, if I remember correctly, the morning round always sells out rapidly fast. Is that the one that goes quick over the afternoon?
I always thought it was the other way around.
Okay,
I don't like to wake up that
touche. So yeah. If you want to play in the afternoon,
go book
it now.
People like to go in and, you know, tootle around, go there, be seen, send some emails out, make it look like they were in the office
that
day.
I'm working today.
And then lunchtime, I got an appointment. I got a client meeting.
I
got
to go.
Yeah.
I got something to do.
I assume it's not the first, but it doesn't feel very often that Easter falls on 4/20.
I imagine it happens from time to time. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Occasionally. We've had a 4/20 Easter before.
First time.
Can I tell you guys something very dumb? Can we just, can we start the show with stupidity?
Don't let us stop you.
Let's go. Fire
away. You could say, well, you do it every other day. I mean, why not?
I'm kind of already 1-for-1. I didn't realize the Pope died, so.
I don't think that happened overnight.
Yeah,
though.
I know. That's a pretty big news story.
It is.
The Pope's a pretty big deal, your religious beliefs.
I would have think I would have stumbled across that, and I did not. Yeah.
Does the Pope have power?
What kind of power are you talking about? Like superpowers?
If I could describe the power, I'd say.
Yeah, what kind of power are we thinking?
Like this kind of power.
It's Trump time.
The Vatican is a very interesting place. It's its own country, you realize.
Yeah.
Stupid question, by the way.
No, okay. The Pope definitely has powers.
The Pope
can do whatever the hell he wants
to do. I'm not Catholic. Power. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, the Pope can do whatever he wants.
What's your stupid question or statement?
I have operated most of my life not really knowing when Easter is. And I feel like some years it's March and other years it's April.
That is correct. It floats.
Now, does it float into March?
Sometimes it will be at
the end of March.
March
before, and I've been like,
really?
What?
I don't know what it's based on.
I always associate Easter with April in my brain.
I do too, always. Yes.
But I feel like I've had years where they're like, oh, it's March 28th this year, and I'm like, what?
No, it floats.
Why?
And I don't know why.
Well, because he floated.
He did
out of
float.
That tomb.
That's
he
right.
Did. And that up he did. To the sky, Dad.
Yeah, I don't really ever connect to March Easter, but I'll believe you on that one. I'm going to look up how often.
I'm not saying this factually. I'm just telling you.
Easter
where my
falls
brain is.
In March roughly 23% of the time.
There you go.
According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau.
See, that 23% has thrown my life off. I don't understand.
So
it
77%
at all.
Of the time it lands in April. So the majority of the time it is over 2/3 of the time.
So my rational thinking of, hey, when
not
is
a stupid
it?
Question.
No.
So you can look up Easter dates all the way back to 1600 all the way to 2099. There's a thing on the government website that tells you exactly what date it's going to be. It bounces around every year.
Are we just Are we just unsure of when he came out of the tomb, or is there a reason it floats?
You're like, you're asking the wrong
person. We went to church. Nice.
I did.
Did you Homer Simpson? You have the fake eyes where it looks like you're hoping.
This is the feast, the victory for our Lord. Hallelujah. I got that for you. Okay. I could sing.
You are absolutely the Homer Simpson, by the way, the churchgoer.
Look, my main focus yesterday was, can we keep Teddy Ballgame from lashing out irrationally in the middle of a sermon when church is the most full it's going to be all year? It was a packed house yesterday, which I'm sure on every Sunday it's not. Maybe Christmas Eve. You know, a lot of two-time-a-year folks like myself who were there.
Exactly.
He did let out one. He's been into doing like a, ooh, lately.
Really?
So a little bit of that.
That's a cute little sound.
It's a very cute little sound. And right in a quiet moment before the choir was about to strike up a tune, you could hear a pin drop in that church. He let out a, whoo!
That kind of sounds like an amen.
It did a little bit.
Amen.
He got a good chuckle. Look, the guy, his timing was perfect.
Got yourself a righteous gemstone
there. I got myself a baby belly in my family, and everybody in the pews were laughing. They thought that was pretty funny. So in terms of what date it falls on in April, I can't help you there. I just was trying to keep, eyes on the prize. Let's get through this hour here today, buddy.
And you have Lent, and there's 40 days.
There's a Good Friday. There's a whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know what triggers when Lent starts on any particular
day. I'm not asking you any religious questions.
Yeah,
I've had religion with you before in a car ride.
I'll see if I can find this one out, too.
If there's any kid that's going to grow up and become a religious grifter, and the naked water ski, it's definitely the son of somebody nicknamed Dirt.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. This says Easter's date changes every year because it's calculated based on a combination of the spring equinox and the lunar cycle.
You learn everything new.
So Easter Sunday is observed on the first Sunday after the first full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox, which is typically around March 21st.
A little too Dionne Warwick.
Hence why you can get it at the end of March occasionally, but usually in April.
I actually disagree with what you said, though, by the way. When we used to go to church, and we had, my oldest was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically last time I went to church.
Been a while for you.
She's 13.
Get your ass in there.
When we went, I looked forward to her crying because I'd be like, oh, I'll take care. Just go out the old lobby. Like,
you want to go walk him around? I definitely pulled that yesterday. 100% pulled that.
Oh my God,
I'll go walk him around in the lobby.
Worry. You keep singing.
He's in the other room pounding on a bench. I'm like, I hope they can't hear this in there. If they can, this is a little awkward and uncomfortable.
We will get into the NBA playoffs today. I promise you, we will break out of this Easter.
I thought we were just doing an Easter egg hunt the entire show today.
It felt like a weird Easter for me because I had a basketball tournament, but it was 4:20 and there was NBA play. It just felt like a weird Easter.
You're celebrating basketball, you're celebrating weed, and you're celebrating Jesus on the same day. That's a lot of celebrations.
Well, weed grows in the ground.
That it does.
And God made dirt.
Yep.
Yeah. So dirt don't hurt.
I do question, too. I feel like my niece and nephew are super, like, it's every weekend. Hey, what are you guys up to this weekend? Well, we got 17 lacrosse games and 6 soccer games and 3 soccer games and 2 like, they're that kind of family as well. They had nothing. Everything was canceled yesterday.
Well, we chose this tournament. What we didn't know is not enough teams entered, so our level of play, we were forced to play 2 tiers above us.
You play up. Swing up a little bit.
We had Caitlin Clark basically going against us, and I'm like, well,
drilling threes all over the place.
Put a hand up.
It's all you can do, girls.
It's all you can do. What would you guys rate on a grading scale? We'll get into the NBA playoffs. We'll dive fully into the NBA playoffs coming up here, but what would you grade the opening weekend of NBA playoffs? I had to watch a couple games
on
late.
A scale
late.
Of 1 to 10 on a letter grade?
No, we'll go letter grade.
I'll give it a C.
B minus.
It kind of felt like a C to me, too.
It's a C.
I'm trying to think of not me.
There's some good.
Yeah.
I'm not watching a second of this. Obviously, massive blowouts.
There was one epic classic.
Yeah, one great game, 2 pretty
there
good
were
games.
One
epic classic?
Yeah, I'll give you only one. Oh. I'm giving you one from the weekend.
Just one. There was one surprising where I was like, oh, man. Oh, I got it. Wow. And then a couple.
Oh.
You
wow.
need to pull that, please.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
And then,
what was that? There was one where I was like, oh, wow.
Now I kind of want to know what game you're talking about. That's a dirty little radio tease right there.
And then there were a couple that were sort of curious.
Come on. You didn't watch Cavs Heat.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yesterday, I didn't watch a second of Thunder Grizzlies.
I caught the halfway point of the first quarter, and I went, yeah, this ain't going
to Well, it was the first game I was getting ready to go to the hops, and I was, you know, had it on as I was getting ready, and then somebody had it on a computer screen, and I got there, and I was like, okay, that's thanks for coming.
We were Easter egg hunting during Celtics and Magic, so I had an eye on the score, but didn't watch any of that game. I would have probably tried to watch the fourth quarter, and then I looked, and I was like, okay.
Celtics are just going to play with their food.
They played with their food in the
first
half.
They're going to lose one at Orlando because they're bored, and that's going to be a five-game series.
Can we say what we're all thinking here?
What?
Let's just get out in front, because I don't know how much Celtics magic we have on the show today.
None. That's it.
I don't know what it is. They've had some good years. I actually root for them to be more relevant than they have been. There's something about this Magic team, and it has been this way for like a decade. It's just not exciting when you hear that they're going to be on your TV.
No.
Like, Paolo's a good player. They got the Wagners.
They got the Wagners. You got Jalen Suggs.
They need a guard that can score the ball is what they need.
Just haven't.
If only I could think of one.
Do they have an identity?
It was from
Orlando. That's the next piece.
Well, they're
for
one
them.
Of the worst offenses in the playoffs.
Yes,
they're just not exciting.
No, there's nothing exciting about turning that game on and watching them play.
There really isn't
nothing at all.
I'd make an argument. The Heat aren't good either. I'd make an argument. They're the least exciting team to be on our television in these playoffs.
Ooh.
Who? Give me a team you'd rather watch less than the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Because I would rather watch the Heat. At least I got white boy Ricky. I got Bam.
You do a Bam.
Right? Khalil Ware had a good rookie season. And I like Spo.
He did.
So, like, I'm not rooting for Miami, but at least Miami's a little feisty. They were kind of putting up a nice little fight with Cleveland there for a while.
Yeah, I don't really have another one for you. There's something about the Pacers that I don't enjoy. I don't know if it's Halliburton is just boring to me and weird and his voice sounds funny.
Really?
I don't look forward to watching the Indiana Pacers play basketball.
Siakam.
Now, it's you know, they're not worse than the Magic. They're not more unwatchable than the Magic. To your point, it's probably Orlando. But there's something about Indiana, especially when they're wearing like modern neon jerseys first home playoff game.
You took my show notes.
Their classic uniform is so, what are we doing?
We're going to talk about this.
Makes them even more. I'm already not excited to watch Indiana. And then those uniforms come out. Now I really don't want to watch Indiana play.
I was going old white guy in the suburbs over the weekend of like, you have a jersey.
It's great.
I know what the jersey is. That's not the jersey.
That's not it. That's not your. I was Clint Eastwood on the porch. Just, what the hell is that?
All right. Well, we'll get it going. We got NFL draft stuff to get into. I shouldn't be. But I'm sitting here Monday surprised that people are still giving hot takes and angry about Shedeur Sanders' jersey retirement stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody could have named me who was retired at Colorado before this whole story came out, but suddenly it's an outrage.
I only knew one of them. I knew Rashawn Salaam. That was it.
We have two former players that are in the media that are speaking out against it.
Yeah, almonds like, coming out of your ears right now. You got almonds just flowing out of your sleeves.
They've made you relevant for the first time in 20 years, and you're hot and bothered by this? Who cares? Why do you care?
I love Deion's quote of saying, if he wasn't my son, this wouldn't be a big deal. And everybody's like, well,
oh, that's kind of why. Yeah,
if he wasn't
know.
Your
that's,
son,
that's ridiculous.
He wouldn't have his jersey retired.
Other and, side, that's ridiculous to say, Deion. There was a guy on Shaq's podcast, a comedian, and he's like, why Stephen A. get paid $100 million? And Shaq and Adam Lefkoe were like, because he yells about stuff. And he goes, yeah, but he yells about stuff nobody cares about. Kevin Durant doesn't eat breakfast. Who cares?
Who cares?
That's what this is to me. Joe Klatt. I told Colorado AD I didn't like it. Who cares?
A lot of Colorado bros not happy about this. Ruffling feathers over there.
Chad Brown. I'm so bothered by this. Why did we not celebrate
hey, that's friend
other
of the
players?
Show, Chad Brown. That's friend of the program, Chad Brown. You watch yourself over there.
It's a money grab situation. You guys not realize
can't
this?
Can't wear two ever again. Never again.
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
All right, we'll get into some more sports stuff next on The Fan. Oh, my God! David Edelman's got hair now!
I feel like that's the same haircut he had at Lincoln.
Bro, Google David Edelman right now, and I'm telling you, at the beginning of the year...
Did not have that hair.
He had the short, very low Costanza.
He did, yeah.
100%. I'm
very trimmed. It's hardly anything in there. Hardly
are you seeing it?
There. Yeah, I'm seeing it right
There's
now.
There's nothing up top. He did an interview during this game, and I went, where did that come from?
It's a magical thing. You become a head coach. You get the perks of an NBA organization, and maybe that was the first thing he asked for. Can I get some plugs over here, please?
Look, I'm not hating on it. Like, go get your hair. I just...
Go do your thing.
It startled me, and I also was wondering, it's like the guy who gets the promotion, and he goes out and buys a really nice suit. That was him with hair.
That was totally him with hair. It was, I think, the only more startling hair exposure that we've had in basketball recently was it Richie McKay? Is that the was a Liberty coach when they were playing Oregon? Remember his hairdo when they put him on camera? And it was basically spray painted across.
Spray painted the gaps.
The entire gaps. Yeah. Like, dude, we can all see that. Like, who are you trying to fool right now? It's not fooling anybody.
Dude. Losing by 54 has just got to be such a kick in the welcome to the playoffs.
The season should be over, if we're being honest. Like, there needs to be a rule in place.
Really?
If you lose a playoff game by 50 in the first round...
The worst game won in round one of all
time. The series should just be over.
Really?
Just end it.
John Morant doesn't think so?
Yeah, well, John Morant's an idiot, and they're going to lose in four or five. They have no chance of winning that series because they're not a very good team to begin with, and they're playing the best team in the NBA, at least in the regular season, with the likely MVP on their roster. If you gave me that rule in place where a 50-point loss could equal the... It's like this finding the... What do they call it in Quidditch? The golden snitch or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You find, like, that's the end. Hey, the game's over, no matter what the score is. How competitive would that game have been in the fourth quarter if that rule was in existence? Memphis still has to play their guys to try and only lose by 49. They got to hang on. Oklahoma City can push for it and be like, dude, we could end the series tonight and sit around for a week and a half. This would be great. That was horrible. There's no reason. Until Memphis is within 20 points of a game, I'm not watching a second of that series.
So I don't make everything about the tournament I was in, but we were down 40-6 with 12 minutes left in the game.
Ouch.
Okay.
Feel bad for those girls.
They had a bad coach. He's terrible. 40-6.
That's tough.
I wish I was exaggerating.
That's tough.
And they had called the dogs off. It was 40-6.
They quit pressing.
They can't press after 20-point gaps.
Okay. I'd hope so, yeah.
But they met us
ran half, him in!
They met us at half court, and it ended there. Anyways, it's 40-6. I call a timeout, and the ref comes over. Coach, you want to stop the clock? I go, run the clock.
Run the clock. Run it now. Run that thing. Get me out of here.
2-minute timeout.
I'd love NBA games with a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yes. And that's what I was getting to. That's Dirt's point. Yesterday should have been the running clock in Memphis, Oklahoma City. Nobody wants to see the clock stop.
No, there's no
in
point.
In that kind of bloodbath.
No,
no thank you.
Ratings are going to be terrible. The game was over in the first quarter, early second quarter. There's no point. Until they show me that they can at least put up we're within like 20 points fight, I'm not.
I think they're going to get swept. I really do.
I hope so, too. Get Memphis out of here. I don't want to watch Memphis. I don't like John Morant. Get him the hell out of the playoffs. I want nothing to do with the Grizzlies.
Theoretically, they should be better. They got Bane, Jackson, and Morant.
They do.
That's a nice little trio.
The roster is not terrible.
We loved that trio 2 seasons ago, and now we're like, I don't know about that trio.
They were the up-and-coming team in the NBA. How quickly things turn against you.
Well, we'll get to that because there's a player that used to be part of that group with that trio, and he claimed in a playoff series, a poke bears. And now he's on the next version of maybe the Grizzlies.
And they didn't do that well either.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's on that next the team that they used to be in Memphis.
The up-and-coming team.
That team proved a lot of people right of, I don't trust you. And they were like, yeah, you shouldn't.
You know why? Because stars win in the NBA.
They got a star.
Oh, who is it?
Dylan the Villain.
That's right.
I poke bears.
He's poking bears. He'll poke them in game two. Don't worry. He got you.
I don't think they'll shoot that badly in game two, but who knows?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. I want to get, there's a point about that Houston Golden State game. That was our last game of the weekend that we'll get to in the second hour. I want to come back with this. Swag said he had one game from the weekend that, how did you classify it? One classic? I thought there was one. There's another one that I don't think you're going to point out that I think is deserving of it.
Okay.
For a reason. For something that we don't see very often.
There was one game that clearly stood above the fray.
100% agree.
Yes. And then a couple of, keep me around games.
I think there was one that was close to the fray.
Okay.
And I'll tell you which one that is next on The Fan. Dirt's not coming here cocky, sniffing, making fun of Mariners today, is he?
I mean, look, in time I'll be right. Congrats on your series win against Toronto, though. And I'm a little wounded after what happened in the 9th inning in Anaheim yesterday.
Oh.
That stung. The Angels suck. Should have won that series.
It's a flashback.
It was a flash. Damn stupid rally monkey was haunting my
there
nightmares last night.
There was some weird stuff in baseball over the weekend that got
the O's lost by 20 runs yesterday. Gave up 24 runs.
Thought my phone was glitching.
They mismanaged their bullpen so bad they had to throw multiple position players in a game. What are we doing, Baltimore? I picked you to win the World Series this year.
Hey,
it's not aging well.
Could you guys do me a favor? Raise your hand if your team's won 3 straight.
I can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Play the Twinkies.
Hey, there you go. Twins are not having a very good year either, too. So, you know, it's nice.
Mariners have a 54 winning percentage.
That's exactly where they want to be.
Right on pace.
Just enough. Keep reeling
you
in.
Right on pace.
You know what people are going to go do? No, they're going to go buy those tickets. Hey, maybe we'll go catch a game this weekend.
I do enjoy that they have multiple players that look exactly the same. Like Rowdy Tellez and Cal Raleigh are the same player in my mind.
Big chunky white dudes.
Just big,
just hefty white guys. Hefty white guys hitting bombs.
Only one game from the weekend, according to Jason Swigard, was an instant classic.
Yes.
Only one.
And we'll get to a top of the hour adventure to say you're saying Clippers Nugs.
Correct.
Okay. That's the only one.
Full Russell Westbrook experience was on display. Yep.
Absolutely was.
Yep. I couldn't have said something out loud better at the perfect moment than I did Saturday watching this game with my brother-in-law. I think you're poo-pooing one. Now,
which one?
It's not the greatest of game ones. We probably won't remember it a year from now, but we don't remember anything a year from now.
What's the selling point? I can't wait.
Pistons-Knicks, a 23-0 run after being down 8. I mean,
it's a good game. It's a good game.
But How often do you see a 23-0 run happen in a playoff
not
game?
Not very often. Not very often. It's a good game.
All right.
It was a good game.
It wasn't a classic.
I wouldn't go classic. It was the second best game of the weekend. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't say it reached the status of Denver, LA. I just said, I think it's close.
That was a nice little run.
Because they were on the verge of
winning. That was one that kept you around. Yeah, that was one that kept you around.
Yeah, because the rest of the weekend, I mean, yeah, Pacers and Bucks was like an 80-point game in the first half. It felt like that game was over immediately. The last game of the night on Saturday was supposed to be the best game, and then you look up and you're like, wait a minute, they're up by, I mean, just Minnesota dominated and controlled
the
entire game.
I just kept watching because I couldn't believe.
It just, whoa, holy crap.
What was
hell of a start
not
to that
going
series
on for the Lakers?
Because of what Minnesota did. So at least Detroit and New York kept you around. It definitely kept you around, and you were like, is Detroit actually going to pull this thing off? And then New York went off late in that game. Cat was huge in the fourth quarter.
Cat was great in that game.
He was very good in that game. It was an interesting back and forth where Cat did that in the fourth, and the very next game was the Timberwolves tipping off, and they got off to a bit of a rough start before they got going in the second quarter. And that had to have been a rough viewing experience for Timberwolves fans of watching Cat do that, and then like, wait a minute, are we going to get torched by Luka? But they ended up winning, so they get the last laugh for now.
I guess I'll ask you this then, because I largely agree with you guys. The weekend wasn't amazing. There's a lot of like, okay, turn this off.
It's the first round of the playoffs. What are we, you know?
Yeah,
Minnesota LA was the biggest bummer for me because that was the series I think we were most excited for going in, or at least had great storylines. I expected it to be a better game. I think the series will be competitive. That was every other thing. Like you tell me, Milwaukee getting blown out. I know I gambled on them, but it was not a shocker to me the way they've been playing.
Yeah, but we got a Halliburton Dame battle now.
We do, and Dame could be back at some point. Memphis and OKC does literally nothing for me. Orlando, Boston does nothing for me. Yeah. Miami put up a decent fight against Cleveland. I'll give them credit there until Cleveland pulled away in the fourth quarter. And then Houston and Golden State was ugly and low scoring. Looked like a game from 1947. But at least Houston made a comeback there at the end to make it somewhat interesting.
That game's angst-filled. You just always think there's going to be a skirmish breakout at some point.
I mean, there almost was because
Draymond
pushed
Shane Young. I'm not going to say a fight because they don't fight in the NBA, but a skirmish.
There'll be one in that series. At some point,
somebody's getting kicked out at some point.
I guess all that. Did the NHL playoffs start this weekend?
They did.
Same thing?
Not great.
No. It was a lot of snoozers.
A lot of snoozers. It was not entertaining.
Nothing worse than when the playoffs start in any sport.
You're all excited. You're jazzed.
Yeah. It's like,
Was all the college football playoff committee jokes over the weekend? Why didn't we get any of those? Can't believe the committee put Memphis in the playoffs. I'm surprised. Does that joke run its course at this point? Or are we not harping back on that? How is Tennessee in here? What? I thought we wanted expanded playoffs.
I don't know what to say to that.
I mean, it was one of the dumbest things. We pretended in that stretch of college football that this is the only sport that you're ever going to get blowouts. And then the Super Bowl was 34-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And the March Madness was full of only one overtime buzzer-beating game.
I see where you're coming from.
And the NBA playoffs were likely all duds, essentially, outside of one game. And the Stanley Cup playoffs, which I love. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. Stanley Cup playoffs were horrible this weekend. Horrible.
I went to bed at 10:30, so your comment really just threw me for a loop. I'm like, what is he talking about?
What is happening right now?
But now that you kind of explain it.
I mean, that was like the running joke in sports during that whole thing.
You got to remember, though, it was the running joke because SEC people are soft.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Bama should be in. Ole Miss should be in. How's this team in the playoffs? Expand it to two more slots. Yeah. Give it to the SEC.
Give them two more.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I don't even know if there was Winnipeg's atmosphere. I did want to do a cup check segment today. Winnipeg's atmosphere was great.
And that game was close till the very end. A couple of them were a lot closer than the final score due to empty netters.
Yeah. But not a great. I mean,
the Avs, the Avs Stars game.
You wouldn't try to be selling me on some stuff.
No, I'm not. There was no overtimes. No
Toronto
crazy
torched
finish.
Ottawa. Carolina jumped all over the Devils. Vegas and Minnesota was fine last night.
But no. The NBA provided more drama than the NHL on day one.
Because
first
of Clippers and Nuggets. Yeah. Clippers and Nuggets was an incredible NBA playoff game.
We didn't see a big comeback in a game either.
YouTube TV tried to get me to watch Minnesota-Vegas with Houston and Golden State, and I'm like,
come on. Come on, Blue Line Brandon.
No.
What the hell's the matter with
you?
No,
I had the dual screens working.
I don't like the
night.
Knights. The Wild have sick jerseys, and I like the name, but
they're probably going to get torched in that
series. I also like their colors. A little Christmassy. I like that vibe.
I'm a fan of the Minnesota Wild colors.
I hate the Minnesota
I love
Wild.
Their throwbacks to the Minnesota North Stars jerseys when they wear them. Yeah. Those are clean.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
I'll say this about YouTube TV, though. as hard as it was as a Blazer fan this year, to need an antenna. If you're into both sports, I don't know how you do it without YouTube TV.
Oh, they give you the option
because
to...
you can dual screen the games at the same time. Every time you turn on your TV, it's do you want to watch the Stanley Cup game and the NBA game? There's very rarely more than one on at the same time, and it just is so perfect because there's so many things going on that it's a great way to keep track of all of it.
The greatness was on display this weekend, and this athlete continues his reputation. We have a loaded second hour of the program. We will go to Minnesota. And we will talk to our locked-on Minnesota Timberwolves bro, Ben Beacon. He'll join us coming up at 7:30. T-Wolves steal game one in L.A. with a blowout. It is a loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague back with hour two on the Odyssey app, The Fan, and YouTube.